神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're glad to be with you.
很高兴跟您在一起。
And we want to speak to something that I think every parent desires.
我要讲的主题是，我相信是每一个父母亲都这样希望的。
And that is reaching the heart of your child.
那就是能够真的触摸到你孩子们的心。
You know, many, many parents do not have the heart of their child.
很多父母亲没有赢得孩子的心。
Their children are rebellious.
所以呢，孩子们变成很反叛。
Have no respect or honor for their parents.
儿女们呢，他们对于父母亲也不尊重。
Treating them very badly.
对父母亲的态度呢，很恶劣。
You see, this kind of reaching the heart of children begins first with authority.
我们要知道。当我们要触摸到孩子的心的时候呢，首先要从这种权柄开始。
Your child must respect authority.
你的儿女要让他们尊重权威。
You see, authority is not the law, but it's the one who enforces the law.
权柄本身不是讲所谓的规矩规条，而是在指那个执行规矩的人。
Without laws and rules, we would have chaos.
如果没有法律，如果没有规矩的话，那会一片的混乱。
There would be real confusion.
会带来很多的混淆。
So what we were wanting is our children to understand this and go by the rules that they are given.
所以首先让孩子们了解我们需要规范，然后呢，让他们可以遵行规范。
So then how...Do I teach my child to respect authority?
那我怎么样来教导我的孩子可以尊重权柄?
One of the greatest ways is the way you respond to authority is the way they will respond to authority.
最大的影响能力呢，就是父母怎么样面对权威来反应，也就会变成会成为你儿女面对权威的态度。
Parents.Are given God-given authority over their children.
神赋予父母亲有对于儿女的权柄。
So therefore, we have to understand what does it mean for us to obey this authority.
那我们就要了解说什么叫做顺服权柄。
Let's look at obedience for a moment.
首先我们来谈顺服。
Obedience is...actually meaning to line up under someone else out of duty.
所谓的顺服的话就是呢在某一个、之下然后来完成任务完成责任的一种态度。
Soldiers do this, servants do this.
军人有这种顺服的特质还有仆人也有。
You see, obedience is one of the first steps.In training our children to reach their heart.
顺服是父母亲第一步可以触摸到孩子的心的训练。
Obedience is needed. It's needed to help shape your child's behavior and to develop a belief system in them.
这种顺服呢，绝对是孩子所需要的。为什么他需要呢？因为这个顺服的态度会来规范你的孩子的道德行为，而且会帮助他们建立这种里面的信念。
Obedience is a type of school teacher. It's a temporary teacher that brings and develops the child to compliance.
顺服本身呢，是一个暂时的，好像一个学校的老师一样，他会教导孩子，或者是帮助孩子建立这样的一个能力，可以听话。
How can we develop obedience in our children?
那我们如何来建立孩子的顺服能力呢？
They're born disobedient, aren't they?
孩子们生出来就是不听话的，对不对？
They want to do their own little thing.
因为他们要照自己的意思去做。
Even when they're very small.
即使很小时候就这样了。
So let's look and see how that you can train and what you can do to help them.
那我们就要来看到底怎么样我们可以来帮助他们，训练他们可以听话。
Of course, you must have a desire and recognize the basic need for children to obey.
那你本身你先要有这种认知认同说呢，孩子们呢最重要的要有那种很基本的顺服能力。
This isn't something you do just so that people can see that you have control over your child.
当你训练孩子顺服的时候，并不是给外面的人看到说，哦，你的孩子可以听你的话，可以被你来控制，不是给人家看的。
This is what you do to help your child to have a future that will bring happiness and even some success.
训练孩子听话或顺服呢？是为了他们以后将来的生活，他们可以更快乐，而且呢，他们可以更好、更成功。
Now let me first speak about some of the most common ways of missing the ability to teach your children.
那首先我来讲几个关于就是已经错过、没有去教导好的一个例子。
I believe you'll understand when I begin to tell you about them.
我如果一来讲的时候，你就开始了解了。
Because it's so very easy.
很容易就会有这种措施。
One of them is threatening your children and keep repeating your threats.
第一个错误呢，就是我们常常会重复一些威胁孩子的话，威胁孩子听话。
You can hear that mother or grandmother repeatedly saying, don't do that.
那常常会听到父母亲或者是祖父母亲说的，不要做了，不要这样子。
I told you don't do that.
我已经跟你说过不要这样子。
If you do that, I'm going to spank you.
你再做的话，我就要打你咯。
Now, did you hear me?
听到了吗？
I told you don't do that.
不是跟你说过不要做吗？
You see, the child recognizes that there's no conviction behind what you're saying.
孩子们慢慢就知道说呢，父母亲只是重复而已，根本他们不会做他们要做的。
Actually, sometimes after a while, I think they don't even hear you.
到后来呢，听习惯了，他们连听都没有听见呢。
Little children are like little gamblers. They'll go as far as they can go.
孩子们呢是就像那个赌博的人一样，他们是很会投机的。
So you see, if you keep threatening them and repeatedly threaten, they know that it's not that serious.
所以如果你对孩子的管教只是用一些话来威胁他们不采取行动的话，那他们知道说这个对他们没有什么伤害。
Now I know the little ones are very sweet.
我知道小小的小孩子呢很甜的。
They can be very, very loving. They can just do things that look so cute, and you just allow them to get away with it. But what you're building in them is something we call resistance.
那对于这个孩子，那么小的孩子呢，不管做什么事情，对的错的，你都觉得很可爱，你觉得呢，非常的甜蜜。但是如果你继续让他们这样子的话，他们会养成一种对你的反对能力。
And more, they'll ignore you and what you have to say.
越来他们就对你所说的呢，越来故意的就不听了，然后呢，他们对你就忽略了。
You've now made the first greatest mistake in trying to teach obedience.
那这样的话，你的第一步就已经铸成一个很大的错误，你错过了叫他们顺服的这样的第一步。
You said, what shall I do then?
那怎么办呢？
You know, someone wrote a book that said, being a parent is not for weaklings.
我看到一本书的题目是这样写的，父母亲绝对不是一个弱者。
And sometimes I think we threaten our children and then threaten them again without doing anything because we don't have the strength or the will to face and discipline them.
当我们继续的用一些话语来威胁孩子而不采取行动的时候，就代表说呢，父母亲本身呢没有那种足够的毅力、意志能力，或者是足够的能力来规范他们。
It just becomes easier from our chair to keep threatening them.
那最容易的方法就是只有在那里远远的喊、远远的叫、重复的讲。
Now, if you want to work on this and be able to get over this,Then when you begin to tell a child, be sure that what you're telling them is what you want them to do.
那么你现在开始呢，对你孩子讲任何的话，也就是要讲你可以做到你也一定会做的话。
Sometimes you do it without even thinking, and really what the child is doing isn't hurting anything.
有些时候呢，父母亲们呢，对孩子的那种叨念，就是去念他们，叫他们不要做这个，不要做那个呢，事实上呢，是根本孩子没有做错什么事，或者是无伤大雅的事情，但是父母亲会讲这些话。
Now, sometimes as a parent or a grandparent, you're doing this just out of almost habit.
那有些祖父母亲或父母亲呢，这样子对孩子讲这种不要做、不要做这样的话的话，好像是一种习惯了。
Constantly saying, "Don't do that. Get out of that. Now, go on out and play or something. You like that, you know?"
不要这样子嘛，去玩别的，好像习惯于讲这些话。
Sometimes because you're nervous.
那有时候你讲这话是因为出于你自己的紧张。
You're under stress. You're under pressure.
你里面有压力。
And it just seems to come out without you even thinking.Really, what the child's doing.
所以呢，当你讲这些话的时候，根本没有去想说到底孩子有没有在做，真的做了吗？就是习惯于讲而已。
Now you need to stop and think, why am I telling that child to do this?
那你就要开始第一步要想一想，我要讲这句话，我要想说为什么我要讲这句话呢？
Now if what you're telling them is important, if they may get hurt,Or maybe they're getting into something that they'll hurt that thing. Or if it's something that you recognize is not good for them, then you need to tell them to stop.
如果你在念他们的事情会真的会伤害到他们，或者是伤害到东西，或者是会形成不好的结果的话，那你就要很严肃的去阻止他们做。
But if they continue, that's when you need to get up and go over...And begin to tell them you cannot do this.
如果你讲了，他们继续做，你就要很认真的站起来，走过去，然后告诉他们说，阻止他说你不能做。
Maybe you'll have to take it away from them.
甚至呢，要把他拿的东西拿起来。
If they're small enough, you may be able to turn them to something else to play with.
如果他们很小的话，把他们转移注意力，让他们玩别的。
But let them know that every time that you speak and you're giving them a command to do, that you expect them to listen.
所以让孩子们有一种意识说呢，每一次我妈妈讲到了什么事情，就是要我不做什么的时候呢，一定有她的目的，而且她一定会阻止我。
Actually, with little children, you can start them off playing games.
小孩子的话，你可以从玩游戏来训练这个。
You can begin with telling them, now I want you to go get this for me.
那你可以说呢，现在我要你去拿那个给我。
Now mom and them are playing a game.
现在妈妈跟孩子玩游戏。
And they run and they bring it back because they've won the game now.
那他就去把你要他拿的东西呢拿过来了，他认为他赢了。
And so as you teach them and train them that what mommy says...That's what she wants them to do. It will cease being a game and begin to be something that has been internalized in them.
所以这种游戏意思是说呢，当妈妈叫孩子做什么的时候，孩子马上去做，而且做得到，这个变成一个不但是游戏，而且养成他们里面的真正的这种能力。
Stop your threatening them.
不要再威胁他们了。
There are some sensitive children that this really makes a mark on them.
对于敏感、比较敏锐、敏感的那种孩子呢，你常常这样威胁的话，会给他们里面呢有一些伤痕。
They begin to get nervous or anxious, and it really becomes a part of them.
他们会变得很紧张，而且会有焦虑。这样的话，以后呢，他们就常带着这种心情。
So what you say. Be sure you want them to do it and follow through to see that they do.
如果你说了什么，那么你就要确定他们真的照你的话去做了，而且要跟进，紧盯着，看他们有没有做好。
No, it's not easy.
不容易的。
Raising children is very difficult.
抚养孩子是很困难的一件事。
And it takes a commitment from you.
而且你要有一种委身，愿意投入。
And you will save yourself years and years of heartache by teaching them when they're young.
如果你早一点这样子用心的用你的时间精力去投入的话，那以后呢就会节省你的精力，而且会省掉很多孩子的问题。
Now another thing is you must stop bribing them to be good.
另外一个方法就是不要在他们乖的时候来好像来贿赂他们。
To be obedient and do what is told them is something that they should do. This is something that is part of their life.
顺服听话是孩子的本分，他们要认为说这个是孩子该做的。
Now, if your child is, they do an achievement, if they do something that you've asked them to do as something extra and they do it, then you can give them a gift for achieving, but not for doing what they're supposed to do.
你的奖品或奖励呢，可以针对他们的成就，比如说他们做了过于他们能做的，他们很努力，然后他们做了完成了，好像过于他们能力完成的那种多出来的成就，那你就要给他们一些奖品或奖励。
You'll say to them, if you're good, if you don't give me trouble in the supermarket, I'll give you some candy.
有时候你跟孩子说，如果今天我带你去超级市场，然后你不要哭，你不要吵的话，我就给你糖吃。
So they soon learn that if they can show you that they won't be good unless you give them a gift, then they have you in that area.
那这样等于说呢，他们就有一个想法啊，我就是要乖，要听话，然后我就可以吃糖。这样的话，那他们就就是只有这样了。
Now, sometimes you'll find yourself in a conflict with your child.
有时候你跟孩子中间会有冲突。
Something you've asked them not to do.
你说呢，不要做这个。
And you need to recognize that you cannot negotiate and let them do just half of what you said, but they must do all that you tell them to do.
你既然说到说不能做，你就不能放松。有时候你就放松，好像就容忍他们呢做一半，这样的话不可以的。
There was a girl named Ashley.
有一个孩子叫做 Ashley.
She was only 9 months old.
九个月而已。
But she understood, and 9-month-old children understand a lot of things.
九个月的孩子事实上呢，这样的一个宝宝呢，他也了解一些事情。
They were eating their dinner, the family.
当这个家人在吃饭的时候，
Ashley began to stand and arch her back and turn her face from all of the family.
这个九个月大的宝宝呢，他就从他的婴儿椅上站起来，然后拱起他的背，然后把脸转离开他的家人。
Now, Ashley knew that she was to sit in her little high chair, but she was defying the family, and her dad did not like that.
Ashley 连他自己知道，在这个时候呢，他需要乖乖的坐在那里，所以呢，他现在呢想不听话，那这种态度他爸爸不喜欢。
So he took her out from the table and went in another room and stayed there a while with her.
爸爸就把他带离开那个椅子，然后把他带到房间里面去一阵子，他又把他带出来。
When she came back, she sat down and she turned her face to her family, but she began to arch her back.
那当他被带回来坐下去的时候呢，他这一次呢是又拱起他的背，他的脸呢也看着他的家人，但是还是做了一些动作。
Well, her dad wouldn't take that. He said he got up and took her out again.
他的爸爸又看到了，他不容许他，就一样的再把他带出去。
The next time she came back in and sat down, and this time she didn't arch her back.
那第三次带回来的时候呢，他又有动作了，他没有拱肩，但是呢，他做了一些动作。
But she turned her face from the family.
他就让他的脸呢转离开他的家人。
Now maybe you could say, well, that's enough. She's just 9 months old. She's complying some. Let's just stop there.
或 或许你会这样想说，才九个月大而已嘛，他是一个那么小的孩子，我们就让他一点嘛。
But her father wanted 100% compliance.
但是他的爸爸要他百分之百的听话。
So he took her out again.
他再把他抱起来出去了。
This time when she came in, she sat down. She just sat there like she was supposed to and would look at the family and didn't arch her back and was a rather happy child. It was over. Never again.Did she do that?
最后一次爸爸带回来的时候呢，他就乖乖的坐在那里，应该这样做，他就照着爸爸的话做了。所以呢，从此以后他不再有那些动作。
Sometimes you'll accept just a little bit of obedience, but not all.
有时候父母亲所期待的只有一点点的顺服，不是全部的顺服。
And this is not good for the child.
这个对孩子不好。
Then another thing that really hurts.Is when we have misusing our compassion.
有时候有一种方法呢，会让我们真的伤害孩子，就是呢，我们错用了我们的同情。
Oh, they're only little, we say.
他们还那么小。
They don't really understand.
他们才不懂事呢。
And they look so cute.
他们好可爱哦。
And after all, I just can't spank them.
那么可爱，我怎么打得下去呢？
I don't think it's necessary to discipline them at this age.
这个年纪我想不需要这样子打他吧。
So we're using our compassion, but my friend, while you're doing that, your child is learning resistance. Your child is learning they don't have to obey you. The child is learning to do their own thing.
当你错用你的同情心的时候，你的孩子正在学习一种行为，那就是他可以反对你的话，他可以不听你的话，他可以照他的意思去做。
Now let's look at some positive ways of training.
我们来看一看怎么样是一个比较积极正确的方法。
Make this a principle.
把这些呢当作一个你的原则。
If you speak to your child in such a way that you expect them to answer,Or to act on it, then you expect that.
当你对孩子说话，你希望他能够回答你，或者是叫他做某个动作的时候，你就要真的让他们做到。
Get what you expect.
你期待的一定要让他们达到。
Many times children will just ignore you.
有时候孩子们呢就故意的啊，就好像没有听到一样。
They'll act like you didn't say anything.
好像他们没有听到你说话。
But that's when you have to.Get into it and make them see that when mama says this, grandmother says this, I expect it.
当他们有这种故意忽略的时候呢，你就特别的要去强调，让他们注意到我说了这句话。
And you will see a difference in that child when they see that you really mean what you're saying.
如果你的孩子意识到说呢，妈妈说的，他就一定会很认真的执行的话，那他们就知道了。
You see,Don't give a command unless you expect them to do it.
如果你给了一个命令，那你就要期待他们要顺服这个命令。
You see, we have two types of commands that we give children.
两种啊情况你会这样吩咐孩子。
The one is that your command must be a directive, telling a child what to do.
其中的一个就是呢，你告诉孩子说呢，你该怎么做。
Or it should be a restriction.Telling them what not to do.
另外一个就是呢，一种啊，好像一个规范，什么你不该做。
And this is what you should expect out of them.
那你讲了要或不要呢，都你要期待他们能够做到你的标准。
Nothing complex.
不要很复杂。
Just straightforward with a voice that holds the authority of one who is in command.
对于一个执行这个权柄的这样的一个人呢，要很坚决的来吩咐这样的话。
Now, of course, we have to understand how to do this without being a tyrant.
对孩子做这些规范的时候呢，不要成为一个啊，好像那种很独裁、很专制的父母亲。
Now, let's take one of the hard ones for some people, and that is, it's time for bed now.
比如说呢，一个很难的就是呢，我们叫孩子上床睡觉。
Now, of course, the children may be doing something before this.
孩子们刚好在做一些事情。
So you give them a warning, a reminder, as you go and say, listen, you have 10 more minutes And then it's bedtime.
那你就要给他们一点时间空间呢，来准备睡觉。所以你说呢，我给你十分钟，准备好要上床了。
And maybe they're playing a game.
或许他们刚好在玩一个游戏。
And it's almost finished.
而且快完了。
And it's very difficult then to tell a child, stop, go to bed.
那对一个吩咐他们上床的人是很难说马上就停下来，不管怎么停下来就去睡觉。
You can say to them, as soon as the game is over, it's bedtime.
你可以给他们一个标准说呢，这个游戏玩完了就要赶快去睡觉了。
Or maybe your child is one who likes to read.
或许你的孩子喜欢念书。
And you can say to them, listen, finish that chapter, and then it must be bedtime.
然后你看一看，你说呢，完成这一章，然后你就要去睡觉了。
You see, you're wanting them to do and you're expecting them to do, but you have enough justice in you and compassion that you're giving them time to do it.
你要他们做的，你也要他们一定要去做，但是呢，你要有一些合乎情理的这样的一个空间或时间呢，让他们去完成。
And you know, when you have several children, you're always going to have these conflicts between them.
当你有一个以上两三个孩子的时候，你总是会有一些矛盾冲突的。
Learn not to just take what you see.
不要按着你看到的，你眼睛看到的来做判决。
Listen to both sides.
两边你都要听。
Many a child has become very rebellious and has had real hate in their heart because their parents always blames them instead of the other child who many times is guilty.
如果你常常去责怪某一个孩子，常常觉得是他的错的话，那以后呢，他变成非常的反叛，他对你非常的敌对，因为你常常会冤枉他。
And as you listen to the context of what the problem is, then you can judge a little better.
你好好的去听，去观察到底怎么回事之后呢，你的判断才会正确，才会比较好。
Now, another wonderful way, particularly as they're fairly young, and toddlers particularly, is that to get something across to them, you may have to, what we call, eye focus.
对于小小的孩子的话，有一个方法非常好帮助他们顺服，就是呢，眼睛盯着他们的眼睛。
Or better yet, we call it eye contact.
就是眼盯着眼。
That means that you look them in the eye.
意思是说呢，你就正看着他。
Now, children don't like that.
孩子们不喜欢这样子的。
And many times when you begin to talk to them up close, they'll turn their head the other way.
有时候你盯着他，这样逼着他的时候呢，他会把他的脸，他的眼睛转开。
And that's when you take their little face between your hands and you pull it around and you look them eye to eye.
这个时候你就用你的手托住他的脸，不要让他们转开，用眼睛盯着眼睛。
And with a quiet voice of command, you let them know what you want.
用一个很冷静而且呢非常清楚的声音，很清楚的告诉他你要他做什么。
Now, don't squeeze their little face like a lemon, but just hold their little face until they'll look into your eye.
当你坚持着要托住他们的脸，让他的眼睛看着你的时候呢，你的手要注意，不要太紧的，好像在挤柠檬一样。
There are other things I like to talk with you, and maybe I will again. But remember, this is so important for your child. Ask God to help you. Have the initiative.Even when sometimes it's so difficult, try to remember your goal.
另外还有一些我还要再继续的跟你谈的，但是呢，不管怎么样，这一步是很重要的，教导你孩子可以顺服，求神帮助你，然后呢，可以执行你要达到的这个目标。
树我心曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40 之40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。